KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. See them for all of your Verizon wireless and locksmith needs.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business, and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
Well, the high school football playoffs will continue tonight. We reach quarterfinal round action this evening. These are the last of the outdoor games. After this, everybody goes to the Dome. In eight-man football tonight, we will be at Adair Casey High School. Tonight, Chris and I will bring you live the Murray versus Adair Casey matchup in eight-man football. It's a rematch from the regular season. Murray 10-1, Adair Casey 9-2. Adair Casey lost their first two non-district games of the year. They've been on a nine-game winning streak since then. One of those losses for Murray, their only loss, was to Adair Casey during the regular season. Now, Bombers coach Wade Anderson says facing a familiar team in Murray has both its good and its bad.
We know everything about them. We know what to expect, but they can say the same thing. So, you know, it's a formidable opponent. They're a very athletic team. They're a scary outfit. They're on a big run right now as well. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. But the quick turnaround, playing Monday and then coming up on Friday, it's tough. So that's got its benefits playing the team that you know. You only have a couple days to prepare. So it's usually tough to prepare for a new team in a short span. But we know what to expect from them. We know they'll probably make a few changes just like Cam did against us, but now our kids know what to expect. We got to react to what's given to us and react quickly. And the Cam game was good for us from that perspective, and we're just excited about where we are right now.
Yeah, we're excited about being there tonight. Adair Casey hosting Murray. We'll have it for you live tonight, 6:15. We're on the air with the pregame. 7 o'clock is kickoff, and you can catch all the action here on KJAN and also worldwide. You can listen anywhere in the world just by sitting in front of your computer or your smartphone or your iPad or whatever else you happen to have. You can listen live at KJAN.com tonight as well. Other eight-man quarterfinal matchups tonight include some other rematches as Fremont Mills will play at East Mills. Fremont Mills won the regular season matchup in the final game of the year. Also, Armstrong Ringstead, the defending class eight-man champ, will be on the road at West Bend Mallard tonight, and Clarksville will play at Janesville this evening. In Class A quarterfinal round play tonight, Bedford is at home. The Bulldogs hosting Madrid this evening. It'll be Galen Catholic at West Hancock, Newman Catholic at home in Mason City against Postville, and Lone Tree will host Lisbon tonight in Class A quarterfinal round play. Class 4A quarterfinals tonight as well have Dowling Catholic playing at West Des Moines Valley. Southeast Polk is at Ankeny. Iowa City West will host Bettendorf, while Cedar Rapids Washington is home to Cedar Falls tonight. All those games kicking off at 7 o'clock. All those winners advancing to the semifinals of the football postseason tournament. A Class 1A, 2A, and 3A quarterfinal round games are set for Monday night. In college football, E.J. Manuel threw for one touchdown and ran for another as Florida State opened a 28-point halftime lead and coasted to a lopsided 38-7 victory over Boston College. With their fourth straight win, the 6-3 Seminoles qualified for a bowl game for an NCAA best 30th consecutive year. Boston College fell to 2-7. The Eagles have gone to a bowl game for 12 straight years, and they were guaranteed their first losing season since 1998, and they've been eliminated from bowl contention. Well, Kansas wraps up its only back-to-back road swing of the season on Saturday at Iowa State, and it's a good thing for the Jayhawks. They've been bad at home and downright miserable on the road. Coach Turner Gill's crew, which is riding a six-game losing streak, has allowed an average of 59.6 points and 652.6 yards in three road games this season. Kansas actually hung tough with Georgia Tech for a half, trailing just 24-17. But in the 10 quarters since then, Kansas has been outscored 155-32, including a 43-0 loss to Texas last Saturday. Kansas has one more road game after Saturday. That's at Texas A&M on November 19th. The Idaho State Board of Education has given Boise State its consent to join the Big East Conference. The board voted 7-1 Thursday to give University President Bob Kustra authority to move Boise State out of the Mountain West Conference and into the Big East. Kustra told trustees that he's had ongoing discussions with Big East representatives, though the school has yet to receive a formal invitation to join the conference. Kustra says being a Big East member means more revenue for athletics and puts the Broncos in a conference that automatically qualifies to send a team to the Bowl Championship Series, a feature lacking with membership in the Mountain West. The Big East is interested only in Boise State's football team. In NFL news, a person familiar with the injury says the New York Giants running back Ahmad Bradshaw has a broken bone in his foot and might not play Sunday's game against the New England Patriots. Bradshaw broke the bone in last Sunday's win over Miami. Bradshaw has had surgery on both feet and ankles. Without Bradshaw, Brandon Jacobs will have to carry the load. The Giants said Sunday that Bradshaw, seen on the bench without his right shoe, missed time in the second half because a screw from a previous injury was causing pain in his foot. Peyton Manning says he would like to play this season if he can. The four-time league MVP says he's healing from his third neck surgery in 19 months. He's just not healing very fast. Browns running back Peyton Hillis is expected to practice and take part in team drills after missing Cleveland's past two games with a hamstring injury. Hillis hasn't played since straining his left hamstring against Oakland on October 16th. Arizona quarterback Kevin Cobb says his injured right toe feels a lot better, and neither he nor coach Ken Wisenhunt would rule him out of Sunday's game against the St. Louis Rams. But Cobb did not practice for the second straight day, leaving a strong possibility that backup John Skelton will get the start as the Cardinals try to end a six-game losing streak. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Cell phones are a part of almost everyone's daily lives. You see people talking on them, texting on them, checking their email on them. Cell phones do almost everything, and we expect them to always work. Hi, this is Janet at White Pole Road Cellular in Anita, your locally owned Verizon Wireless retailer. We have the latest cell phones and accessories, from holders to Bluetooth devices and everything in between. Dean and I can help you with all your wireless questions and help you decide which phone and plan works best for you. And while you're in here, visit with us about Wayne Johnson, who has over 11 years experience in locksmith service. Wayne can help you whether it be for home or business and will handle all of your locksmith's needs. At White Pole Road Cellular, we know our customers and offer knowledge and experience so you get the best phone for your needs. Give us a call at 712-762-3022 or stop in and see us on Main Street in Anita.
In baseball news, Detroit Tigers ace Justin Verlander has been selected the Player of the Year in voting by the Major League Baseball Players Association, becoming the second pitcher to earn that honor. Verlander beat out Boston first baseman Adrian Gonzalez and New York Yankees outfielder Curtis Granderson for the Player's Choice Award. The only other pitcher to win it was Boston's Pedro Martinez in 1999. Verlander was 24-5 with a 2.4 earned run average and 250 strikeouts, leading the American League in all three categories. Well, baseball's free agent signing season began Thursday with Albert Pujols, Prince Fielder, Jose Reyes, Carlos Beltran, and Ramos Ramirez all available in a market considered stronger on hitting than starting pitching. Unlike basketball and football, where there are a rash of signings right after free agency opens, baseball takes its time and allows the market to build. There aren't expected to be that many free agent signings before the winter meetings early next month. C.J. Wilson, Mark Burley, Roy Oswalt, Edwin Jackson, and Hiroki Kuroda top the list of free agent starters. Jonathan Papelbon, Heath Bell, Francisco Rodriguez, and Jonathan Broxton are among the available closers. There are 166 free agents, and teams have until November 23rd to offer salary arbitration to their former players who became free agents. Texas Rangers pitching coach Mike Maddox has been given permission to interview for the manager openings with the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago Cubs. The Cleveland Indians have given Boston permission to interview bench coach Sandy Alomar to be the next manager of the Red Sox. A person familiar with the search says the Cubs will interview Philadelphia Phillies bench coach Pete McCannon for their vacant manager's job today. A person familiar with the search tells the Associated Press that the St. Louis Cardinals have begun interviewing for their managing vacancy with a pair of lower key candidates, Joe McEwing and Chris Maloney. Matty Alou, once part of an all-Alou outfield for the San Francisco Giants with brothers Felipe and Jesus, has died in his native Dominican Republic. He was 72. His former Dominican team said Alou died yesterday of complications related to diabetes. The 1966 National League batting champion with Pittsburgh, Alou was a career 307 hitter with 31 home runs, 427 RBIs, 1,777 hits, and 236 doubles in 15 Major League seasons. He spent his first 6 seasons with San Francisco. He also played for St. Louis, Oakland, the New York Yankees, and San Diego. Well, NBA players and owners will start negotiating again Saturday with unions leaders, saying that they're unified as they seek to resolve the 4-month lockout. Already, the first month of the regular NBA season has been canceled. Players Union President Derek Fisher, Executive Director Billy Hunter, and Executive Committee members said after a 3-hour meeting yesterday that there was no truth to reports of a rift among them. Late last night came reports that a group of about 50 disgruntled players held a conference call with an antitrust lawyer about the possibility of pursuing decertification of the union. Yahoo Sports and the New York Times reported that the players would consider pursuing the tactic if union leaders made more concessions in negotiations. Owners and players haven't met since talks broke off last Friday. The two sides are about $100 million apart on a revenue-splitting proposal. With no professional games to call, former NBA coach Jeff Van Gundy and ESPN play-by-play man Mike Breen will call college games this month. Van Gundy and Breen will each announce some non-conference matchups, with the NBA lockout eliminating their normal jobs during November. Breen will work Duke's first 2 games as coach Mike Krzyzewski attempts to tie the Division I men's wins record. In the National Hockey League last night, the New York Rangers beat Anaheim in a shootout 2-1. New Jersey also went to a shootout, beating Philadelphia 4-3. Toronto topping Columbus 4-1. Winnipeg blanking the New York Islanders 3-0. Calgary over Florida 4-1. Chicago wins 3-2 in a shootout over Florida. Minnesota beat Vancouver 5-1. Nashville topping Phoenix 3-0. Edmonton 3-0 over Los Angeles. And San Jose had to go to the shootout round to beat Pittsburgh 4-3 last night. The Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference volleyball selections for this year. Among the first team picks include Shelby Sullivan and Molly Dolan from Tri-Center, trainers Emma Fine and Gracie Myers, Missouri Valley's Courtney Kennard and Carly McKee, along with Chelsea Hardesty of Underwood, and trainers Shally Rath, also first team selection. Second teamers include Mallory Christensen of Tri-Center, Amy Lintner of Underwood, Emily Nelson of Audubon, AHST's Taylor Baggett, Taylor Gardner of Missouri Valley, Shaylee Smith of Riverside, Rachel and Reagan Landon, both of Underwood, and Anna Hildebrand of Riverside, a second team pick. Honorable mention selections include Anna Spomer of Tri-Center, Abby Layton of Griswold, Ashley Nelson of Missouri Valley, Emily Beats of Tri-Center, Susie Byland from Audubon, Lauren Baylor of AHST, Lexi Rogers of Trainer, Emily Frank of Riverside, Rachel Den of Griswold, and Leah Krause of Underwood. All were honorable mention selections this year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by White Bull Road Cellular. Call them at 712-762-3022. They're located on Main Street in Oneida. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.